Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I was pretty excited recently because I heard that there is season 3 of the Netflix series Cobra Kai. Anybody know what that is? So Cobra Kai is like the continuation of the movie The Karate Kid. So I hope you remember The Karate Kid. So if you don't remember The Karate Kid, it was a movie that came out in the 80s. And it was one of those films that really, they didn't plan on it being a really successful film. And then it turned into like this huge film that had a following for years and years and years to go. So all the kids my age back in the 80s when Karate Kid came out, everybody wanted to learn how to be the Karate Kid. And everybody wanted to have a Mr. Miyagi in their life, somebody that really could teach them and show them the way. So in the movie Karate Kid, it begins with this scene of Daniel and his single mother. They're moving from New Jersey, and they move all the way to Los Angeles, California. They move into this kind of a dump of a hotel in Reseda. And Daniel quickly discovers that he is way out of place. As he begins to meet kids in his high school and begins to try to make friends, he realizes that everybody else is pretty wealthy and pretty tough. And before you know it, he meets this girl, Allie, and he tries to defend her at one point, and he just gets his butt kicked by these Cobra Kai guys. And it happens a couple times, over and over again. He is just getting beat up pretty bad. And so there's a scene one day where he's in his room at his parents' house, at his mother's house, and he's doing these karate moves from a book. He's trying to learn karate from a book. And in walks this maintenance man who is from Okinawa, and it's Mr. Miyagi. He's this short, you know, some of you may have remembered him from Happy Days. So he walks in, and he starts talking to Daniel, and he says, what are you doing? And Daniel says, I'm learning karate. And Mr. Miyagi looks down at the book and he says, from a book? See, for Mr. Miyagi, karate was something that you learned in the depths of your soul and then you taught to people that really wanted to learn it. So Mr. Miyagi became Daniel's mentor, and he would teach him not only about karate, but he would teach him about the truths of life. He would teach him really a spiritual message as well. Now, I think for all of us, at least for me at that age, really wanting a Mr. Miyagi in our life, wanting to have somebody that could kind of direct us and mentor us and show us and help us not to get beat up so bad, spiritually, physically, mentally, we all have that desire. And we have those figures in different areas of our lives. You know, so kids, if you play sports, your Mr. Miyagi is probably your coach. He's probably the one that teaches you how to play sports. People that are getting a little elderly, sometimes your body begins to fall apart. I'm already getting there. And you have to go to the doctor, right? The doctor is kind of like the one that helps you with your physical likeness. We also need to really seek out spiritual mentors. We need to really seek out people that can help us in the spiritual life. See, Danny LaRusso, thank you. When Danny LaRusso is trying to learn karate and he's getting beat up on both ends, he is so lucky to find Mr. Miyagi. Because Mr. Miyagi is teaching him the pure karate, which really is a loving way of living. And you have Cobra Kai, which is the opposite, and they have their master and their teacher who is teaching them no mercy, and he's teaching them violence, and he's teaching them pain, and he's teaching them to really be kind of evil people. We discover that Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid, doesn't have a father figure in his life, and so Mr. Miyagi kind of takes him in as a son, and he begins to form him in the ways of this love. But again, the real thing that he teaches him is not so much about karate, but it's about friendship and trust and balance and the spiritual life. He's teaching him all these things. He has a couple funny lines and a couple profound lines. One of them is he says, "There are no bad students, only bad teachers." There are no bad students, only bad teachers. See, if we haven't been taught, if we haven't been mentored, we don't know any better. And he tells him when he's going to train him. He says, "When I train you," he says, "you karate do yes or you karate do no. You karate do yes or no, or you squish like grape." And so he's saying, you got to be all in. Like, if you're going to do this, I'm going to teach you everything, but you got to be all in. It's like Jesus says, you're either hot or cold, but I despise the lukewarm. And so he begins training him, and Mr. Miyagi makes this sacred pact. He says, "I'll make this sacred pact, and this is what it is. I will teach you karate, and I promise to do my part if you promise to learn. But I say, you do. No question. I say, you do." So he's really a master in teaching him this. So this is where we get the beautiful kind of like middle part of the movie. This is the famous wax on, wax off, right? Wax on, wax off, where he's got to wax the cars first, and then Mr. Miyagi tells him paint the fence, and he paints the fence up and down, and then he's got to sand the floor, and he sands the floor, and then he's got to paint the house back and forth, right? He's doing all these things, and he's getting frustrated. He doesn't understand why he's doing these basic things. And then Miyagi pulls him aside, and he says, "Paint the fence." And he goes like that, and Miyagi punches him, and he blocks the punch. He goes, "Sand the floor, sand the floor." He blocks it. So he realizes that Miyagi has been teaching him all along. I look at that movie, and I think about this young boy who's lost, who has no direction, who has no friends, who's getting beat up. And I look at Mr. Miyagi, and I think, what a blessing to have somebody like that in your life. And as I said, we all probably have different mentors in different areas in our lives, but I want you to think about our spiritual life, what matters the most, the truths of our life, how to really be the person God is calling us to be. Do you have a mentor? Do you have someone to lead you in the spiritual life? So we hear in the gospel today that John was with his disciples, and he sees Jesus walking by, and he points to him, and he says, "There he is, the Lamb of God." And two of his disciples immediately go to Jesus. And Jesus says to them, "What are you looking for?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher. And then he says to them, "Where are you staying?" And he says, "Come and see." And then he spends a day with them. He spends time with them. Jesus is a teacher. He's somebody that wants to be with his disciples, and he wants to form them and shape them into the people that they are called to be. And so the movie The Karate Kid, I'm just using as an image of how we all need a teacher. We all need a rabbi. You know, some of the kind of like current trendy words we would hear are guru, you know, trainer, professor, counselor, tutor, sage, mentor, expert in the authority. We are looking for that. And we have it in all the other areas of our life, but do we have it in our spiritual life? We're looking for an authority on everything. You know, so who's the authority on vaccines right now? Who's the authority in different areas of our lives? Now, in the Catholic faith and in the spiritual traditions of the Catholic faith, a person that would be like a Mr. Miyagi for us would be a teacher or a spiritual director is kind of the common phrase, a confessor, a wise person, maybe a youth minister, maybe another minister at our parish. There are people that are given the gift and talent to be like Mr. Miyagi for you. And so I just invite you, if you don't have that person in your life, to seek that person out. And if any person, if any minister here at the church, if any of us priests, if anybody offers an opportunity to learn or to grow in your faith or just to be led and mentored or taught, take that opportunity. We need it, because otherwise we're just going to get beat up by Satan in the spiritual life. And so I hope deep down we all realize that need. I hope deep down we all realize that we have a need for a spiritual guide in our life. Now, Jesus is the ultimate teacher, and that's what any good spiritual director or minister or teacher would point you to, is to Jesus ultimately. But if we don't have a real person in our life, it's like learning karate from a book. We're just never really going to get it or bring it in or understand it. And so I invite you, as we enter into the season of ordinary time, Jesus, to look at Jesus as a teacher and to look at him as one who forms disciples. He begins now to work miracles, to bring about healings, to cast out demons. He is doing all of these amazing things, and he's doing them in our world today through the body of Christ, through the church. And he wants you to be his disciples. He wants you to do the same things that he taught his disciples how to do. But we need teachers. We need spiritual directors. We need Mr. Miyagi's in our lives. So seek them out, and if you are blessed enough to find one, do everything that you can to follow them and be led by them.